In this bulletin, New South Wales reported to be on track to reach its target of 70% fully vaccinated. US airstrike targets vehicle with multiple suicide bombers planning to strike Kabul airport. And in sport, members of the International Paralympic Committee hold an emotional meeting with two Afghan athletes in Tokyo. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says certain freedoms will be restored to fully vaccinated residents once 70% double vaccine doses are reached across the state. Ms Berejiklian says the state is on track to reach its target of 70% fully vaccinated by October and has promised to lift restrictions for those people despite new daily case numbers. New South Wales again reported new daily figures in the thousands on Sunday with 1,218 cases. The six people, all aged in their 70s and 80s, died from the virus. Four were unvaccinated and two had one dose. 65% of those eligible have now had one dose, while 35% are fully immunised. The Senate is today expected to debate a bill that would require the federal parliament to approve any decision to send Australian troops to war. Currently, that decision resides with the Prime Minister, but the Greens bill would amend the Defence Act to give the responsibility to both houses of parliament. The acting president of Australians for War Reform, Alison Bronowski, says Afghanistan is just the latest example of Australia's disastrous involvement in foreign wars.
Have a look at the history. Ever since the Vietnam War, let's say, the wars that we have gone to that have been decided upon by the Prime Minister alone or in a very small group of his inner cabinet members have been disastrous.
Thousands of international citizens and Afghans are concerned for their future as foreign forces evacuate the last of their citizens from Kabul. The country's new Taliban rulers are prepared to take full control of Kabul International Airport and say they'll announce a government within days. Just 300 US citizens remain and will be flown out of the country by US forces as they prepare to leave Kabul on August 31. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has praised the UK's withdrawal of 15,000 people and says the country will continue to assist those left behind.
If the new regime in Kabul wants diplomatic recognition or to unlock the billions that are currently frozen, they will have to ensure safe passage for those who wish to leave the country, to respect the rights of women and girls, to prevent Afghanistan from again becoming an incubator for global terror, because that would be disastrous for Afghanistan.
Meanwhile, the US says a drone has struck a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate before they could target the ongoing military evacuation at Kabul's international airport. There are minimal details about the incident, including whether it's linked to an alleged rocket attack in a neighbourhood just northwest of the airport which killed a child. The Taliban initially described the two strikes as separate incidents, though information on both is limited and witnesses heard only one large blast in the Afghan capital. The United Nations says Yemen has received 151,200 doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine through the COVAX initiative. The doses will be used to vaccinate health workers and other priority groups and come in addition to the 360,000 AstraZeneca doses sent earlier in the year. To sport now, and members of the International Paralympic Committee have met with two Afghan athletes in Tokyo following their evacuation from Kabul. Taekwondo athlete Zakai Kudadeidi and track athlete Hussein Rasouli were due in Tokyo on August 17, but got stuck in Afghanistan when the Taliban swept to power. The pair were evacuated a week ago after Kudadeidi appealed for help via a video message and arrived in Tokyo from Paris yesterday. In an emotional news conference, the IPC's Craig Spence says there were lots of tears during a meeting with the men and Paralympic officials.
It was remarkable. It really was a remarkable meeting. Having seen images of the athletes being evacuated on a plane on Monday, to see them in person, in front of us, safe and well in the Paralympic village, is something I don't think we'll ever forget.
And now for a look at today's weather in Perth, a shower or two and 19 degrees, Adelaide partly cloudy and 20, Melbourne similar conditions 18, Hobart partly cloudy 17, Canberra morning frost and a partly cloudy day 15, Wollongong partly cloudy and 20, Sydney mostly sunny and 20 degrees, Newcastle mostly sunny and 21, Brisbane mostly sunny again 28, Cairns showers 29 and Darwin sunny 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, this is SBS News. We'll be right back.